one point at this furlong. Here he starts coming back a little bit and finishes strong, but he may have been beaten right here. That's a pretty weak turn time in that area. So that's the way, yes.
Is there any relation between the results you got from all these mechanical calculations as opposed to comparing with a throw hammer model for Hollywood Park, which I believe is normally sustained in mile races this time of year? I'm saying Hollywood Park runs sustained normally in a mile race, and we're supposed to compare the Brohammer with the actual figure.
Brohammer model is three linear.
Right.
And
you cannot model this.
Okay.
This is looking at these horses and makes the assumption it's a fair track, which means it's not horribly biased.
Okay.
And if you have a horribly biased track,
I said that this morning. Don't just assume that the track is sustained.
Unless it's been running as early as any track I've seen. If you're using a kinetic generator, and you get to the race is a stock race, a Hollywood Park six furlong every horse is from Hollywood Park, every horse is not six furlong.
Are you?
The race is a six furlong, every horse in the race is run six furlongs, it's from the same track. Simple. Do you still use the one adjustment, or do you use no adjustment to get the KEXDC?
I would use the automatic.
You would use one?
Yes.
Okay. Now I had at that time where the KEXDC was out of the top three, and the KM was in, was the best one.
KEXDC.
Yeah, you use that over the KM?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
All right, any other questions?
I think I asked you this question before, but I'm sorry, my memory just not what it used to be doing. In a tandem, when you want to pick from a tandem race two of your horses contender and enter them into Cajun, do you still give both of them the final beaten length as the winner of the tandem?
No.
Okay.
No.
What do we do?
Enter them as they were beaten, unless they were beaten over nine.
Right.
I got one more. What are the numbers on the side of the graph represent? I know the bottom numbers are the same.
These numbers.
Grass, I mean on the grass, 17, 25.
Right.
Represent that.
But they are for furlongs. These numbers are the ones that are graphed, but not the half furlong, the full furlong.
Can you go over the turn time graph that was at the end? You didn't go over that. It just said, I think it was number four or number five. It said turn time.
All it does is show you the energy turn time.
Oh, that's what it does?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all good. I'll show it to you, but that's all it does.
Jimmy, would you discuss how to use the Cajun as a contender selector?
That's what we've just done. You can actually, you can enter more horses. Howard showed you this morning to take the last two speed ratings, add them, and get an average. Find the median and enter those horses. If you end up with seven, put them in Cajun. If none of them have anything, throw them out.
Is that regardless of the track, right?
Yes. Now you can use that. Tom's going to do a little talking on that. Here is your pie chart. This is the energy turn time.
Excuse me, is low best?
High.
High is best.
Any other questions on it?
Okay, because it's getting late. We want to work a couple live races here, right? Who's feeling brave? I had a laptop computer.
That's what Michael would want.
Okay. I. Who else has a laptop? Let's just show a hand. Hey, what do you know? Four people, four leaders. Hey, welcome to the crowd. All right, what I'd like you each to do is pick a race. What race would you like to do? I have to all look over it. Well, today's form, live race. Race down here.
The people be quiet. He couldn't say this. Spencer's going to have to enter it.
I'm 72, I'm sorry. Hi. Okay, now remember, this is Rob. This horse drops off a little bit late. Okay. Oh. Automatic.
Yeah, I just had a quick question. Right at this point, Finch has but if you look at Tessa, it's got 16.75 late Medicaid, and Finch has 10.48, which is the lowest. At this point in time, I'd strike Finch out. I would have put him in the beginning.
That's right. Probably so.
That's right. And Roger.
All right, now we've got automatic. We've got a 16.04. Who is that?
Journey.
We got a 15.96.
Raja.
Raja and a 15.95. A Tessa and a 15.83. Hi.
Same horse.
Okay. A Tessa, Journey, Raja. Same horses. Didn't affect it. A Tessa, Journey, and Time. Same horses. No effect. So Atessa and Journey are showing up on both graphs. They're high KEXDC. And we're going to go by and go back and number two adjust and see what happens. We got the high as 24.78.
Oh,
wait.
Journey's
24.17. 24.78. Did we move to the judge? Okay, let's go back and go to two. Okay, we've got 16.38. Tessa? 16.33.
Inch.
The
first one and the third one.
Who?
232.
You got 232. Julie's picking up slow horses. Okay, let's go. Tessa, Journey. Raja, no change. Tessa, Journey, and Time. Got it down to two horses?
Yeah.
Can we put it
through here? I want to run it through here. I'd like to see how to save the dang race, Spencer.
Okay.
Save the race to this, yes.
This was the first race of hell.
Now, this is not being saved. You've got to put a number or a name there. I don't care if something comes up here and it shows it, you've got to type it in. Unless it is for the first time that it was saved. So race one.
12:01:01.
Yeah, that's the way you say it, by the date, by the.
12:01:01.
I put in a one just now, and I saw nothing come up. Why was that? Maybe it's a screen. Oh, here it is. Okay, what'd you say was your way you got?
12:01:01.
She doesn't show up here, but on my screen, it shows that it says hit enter to accept or input new file name. And I put in 120101, and now I'm going to hit enter. And I see my disk drive light come on, which says it's been saved.
It's been saved.
Now, when you go to the internet, you don't want to lose these two parts. These are your two horses, and between Roger and Time is your third horse.
He lost a connection.
How come the number didn't show up on the screen when they said?
Is your connection there?
There's limits to this little projection. It's in energy? Same numbers as KGN.
We have more than two difference.
That's number one adjust. Take a look. Let's see if it brought it with the time. We still got a difference between Journey and Pinch. But, you know, the others are pretty close. And Rob over here.
Well, Journey's coming off of 100 miles, so it should be a little higher.
It's close to the new 10.
I don't know whether I'd want to adjust this because this horse right here, that's only one. And you know, maybe a slow horse.
Who's that?
He doesn't sound very fast, lying.
This is Roger. Kill Roger.
Throw him out.
Okay.
Kept coming up early.
All right, it says early. Paragon A, Journey. Was he showing up on our early KGN? Okay. Sustained, Atessa. Journey, Energizer. Okay. Up here is our UXR. Is Journey, Atessa, and Raja. There's our three horses that kept showing up on the sustained graph. But this is saying early. Between Raja and Time as your third horse. Two early horses. Journey, Time, but you know that Time's, look at there.
2555.
555.
Let's go with a contra energy.
Is that a contra energy horse?
That's it.
Contra energy horse.
Atessa's contra energy. We get Journey, and you know, you don't get that much disagreement.
Journey's number two Paragon B, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a Journey.
4:1.
Atessa and Journey, and Raja. I'd be more willing to think that the race is going to run to the Paragon B side. Because I don't like that five on Time. And we'll go back through the two adjusts, see what it changes.
You mean he adjusted? Jimmy, did you mean two adjusts or he adjusted?
He adjusted.
E.
It's the two.
I
at Jeremy, zero is in the first and second fraction. Small is for the third. Okay, can I go through?
To adjust, see if it changes. All right, write your two horses down that you're going to play. You're going to play Raja, write a Raja down.
You're going to play backing for that horse.
How you spell Raja in there?
And listen, I haven't made the phone call yet, but I'm willing to book a bet.
What are the odds?
Start on the second race.
Raja to Lewis.
Can we cross out Raja?
I won this first one, but I still can't.
I'd like to see what that
Get the second race.
I would wait to see what it's going to take for us.
This is a big one.
You have to punch in this adjustment or get it in automatically.
Got to punch it in.
All
right, now we've equalized the total energies as much as we can. You know, it's only a couple of points different separate. I want to say we changed the bearing into early, other than early, which our Cajun was really telling us it was rather than really early. Now we don't want to get a pinch up there too high. We've got Atessa and Journey. Atessa, Journey.
I guess tell us something.
And Kind. And that's the one that the graph they're showing up on. Now, early, presser, Journey, Time, and Tessa Time. Journey, Time, Tessa, Journey. So, you know, you can make your choice between Journey, Time, and Tessa. We want your odds, you know, you may be able to dutch three horses and put a little more off like 10 to 1 or 20 to 1, put it off your board. Okay, write down the horses that you would play based upon what you have seen. Second race.
Take out some of those bad horses.
I know, make him out. But we got the winner. How many would have bet a Tessa?
Journey. A Tessa and Journey. Well, they really got it.
Journey ran. Right.
We took it out of a 1.25 race.
Race
the
what? Race two. Who did race two? Okay. Here are the contenders. Read the contenders up. Okay. Read them up. Read the contenders.
Wink. Wanda. Betsy, Z Latin, Trust, and Fleet.
got a low 165 to a high 169. You know, if this horse is a real contender, yes. You got to look up. 165.
Why do you have that?
I agree.
Anybody, anyone that they left out, Tom?
No, I think they put everybody.
The HCC, Raw, 91. Who?
Leak.
Leak? Top.
Wink.
Wink. And the second one.
Wanda.
So you get the, those are your top three.
Wanda, Winky.
That's Raw. Okay. Okay, we get Wanda, Sustained, Trust, and Wink. Betsy's on the bottom.
Can I ask a question? Did you change those internal factors?
That's not my disc. It's somebody else did the second race. It's theirs.
Well,
yes.
When you took internal fractions up there, did you cut two?
Yes.
All right. That's a one-turn mile. If anything, you should probably add one.
Yeah, not take away two.
Don't take away two. I just...
Who is that?
On that,
he asked
about that week down.
45-1, she's beaten six lengths on a straightaway. Now we're going to ask her to do that same thing on a turn.
I didn't want to comment because I know who won this race, but I do think if you're putting that horse in, you got to at least put it in right. You've got to scratch that horse and re-enter it. Yeah, if you use the straight. Don't make any adjustments at all. Because they regularly run an internal fraction with Oliver Park in six furlong in mile races, the internal is regularly faster than the final time in six furlong sprints. Happens day after day after day. That's just something you have to know.
Give me the piece.
Betsy, one bad horse can hurt you. We'll look at it and see if it gets the horse anything, it gives it anything. Okay, Spencer. All right, we get the high is the second horse. The top two, who are they?
Wanda,
Wendy, and who's this?
Slotney.
Slotney. Okay, that's Rod. Okay. Wanda, Trust, and Wink. Sustain. Wanda, Trust, Wink. Fleet showed up better by putting him in the way Dick said. Okay, showed up on the sustain. I don't know who that is. Zaplin,
Lottie,
and
Jeannie.
Wink and Trust.
Okay, she was named by Apache Mystic.
Okay. We have to hear Jerry say Zalani Jeannie.
Okay.
Now,
you know, on this, Raw, we're getting a conflict. We're not getting the same three horses. So we're going to kind of disregard. But we're going to keep in mind
we got
that
two
we can trust. We got two of them.
Trust not belong.
Trust doesn't belong.
Yeah.
We've got two of them.
Okay.
That's automatic. All right. Now we have 24-56.
Zlatan.
24-32.
Wink.
24-30.
Wanda.
Wink and Wanda.
Wanda, Trust, Fleet. Wanda, Trust, and Fleet. On sustain. Okay. Early is a stupid horse.
Z. Just call it Z.
And Wanda becomes at the bottom. So you know Wink is one of your horses because Wink was on the early and the sustain. If it runs sustain, you want Wanda. If you think it's going to run early, then you want one of these other horses. Okay, we're going to go back now and number two adjust. Number two.
Rodney.
2472.
Z-Hort.
Z-Hort. Hey, I like that. 2468. Wanda.
Betsy. Your last win.
50.
Betsy.
2477.
No, it's 27.
29.
No.
50.
Okay, 58. 50. Whatever.
Betsy. Your last win.
See, we boosted that horse. Okay, let's all right, Wanda, Trust, Fleet. Run sustain, Wanda, Trust, Fleet. Wink is four. Okay. Now, move Betsy up early. And this is the only place that she's shown up. This is it's an early horse. Now you've got Wink and the Z horse. Now if you want to believe that this horse really needed adjusting, and you think it's going to run early, you got it. If you don't, then you got Wanda, Wink, and the Z horse. Write down who you would for. Write down who you would play.
At pass.
What? Everybody, is that who we got? Wanda and Wayne?
Wanda and Wayne.
Those are the names I get here.
That Betsy cross should have thrown out anyway.
One thing you should know that there's only two horses that qualify in early speed that should be able to run. The native on the board that the agent identified having all these other goofy horses and they can't run to this field. Even though we kind of tried to mess it up a little bit, it still came through. It's just not as clean. If I take some of those people out, take some of those horses out.
It would be a lot cleaner, yes.
Be a very
and you would get it. You get verification on all of them.
This is a major play type race. And there's only a certain number of things that can happen in this race. One of two horses can win, and that's the end of the discussion because the rest of the horses just cannot run with the field after the second call, and they're behind at the second call seriously.
Any
major play.
Everybody who have down who they would play?
Anything with a W.
You got it? Right about there.
I stayed out of this discussion because I know who won. And once you know who wins, it makes it a lot easier. Yeah. We have 720. I didn't get the back price.
Plant needs?
Plant. What was the second one?
What do you think?
Who won? Wink won?
I don't know.
Wink won's lovely place.
Wink paid 720 to win. I got the first three. Yeah, I got the first three races on. So, 720 to win, Fleet. Fleet Grand Third, one of our series.
Yeah, one. Good work, the second rate.
He's lobbing him in a second.
Hey, good job.
Hey, very good job.
You might take that Betsy out, look, see what it looks like. Yeah. Okay, Wanda and Wink and Fleet. Okay. Wanda is at the bottom. Z and Wink.
Is there any place?
That was raw, wasn't it?
Does energy say it runs zero?
Run adjust, automatic adjust. We get 2461 is who? The Z heart. 2438.
Wink,
the winner, is second. Wanda ran out, the third. Okay. Wanda, Fleet, and Wink. Sustained. Wanda is the best sustained. If it runs early, you get Z and Wink. It's pointing to the early side because you're looking for your top three horses.
Can we run it through energy?
Z Wink.
You got ourselves in the three horses that hit the board. Listen to what Jimmy just said. It's pointing towards early, and the top three early ran first, second, and third.
The Fleet shouldn't be in there to begin with. Really shouldn't be.
Fleet ran third. He had the best last fraction in the race.
But not the winner.
Part of win.
Yeah, not the winner.
Win. But certainly a contender if you're looking for a trifecta or whatever those things are called.
Save it and run it through energy so they can compare it, Spencer.
Yeah.
While he's doing that, I'm going to have, we're going to do the fourth race. Somebody has it, but I'm going to have Tom come up and
go our fifth race.
Oh, fifth. Did anyone do the fourth?
No.
Okay, fifth, and have Tom come up on the fifth race and explain some of the phase three for one number.
I'd like to see the fourth race.
This is a 9 meters of one allowance race on the turf, 8.5 furlongs. So some of these guys are not drawn out. So who'd you come up with for contenders?
Golden.
Global score, all right?
Song of Romance.
Song of Romance.
News Time, Explosive West, Turbo Trick, and Barrymore.
You left out Evanston?
Yes, sir, we did.
Why?
Oh, no.
He was right on edge on, we used the speed rating, the half variant thing.
Uh-huh.
And we averaged, he was just shy of our cutoff.
He just won his last race.
Go back to September. September.
We're using Howard's method of averaging speed rating.
I know, but that's not chiseled in stone. Would you throw out a horse that just won his last race? How many people want to throw him out? Raise your hand. If you do it, you're throwing out a pretty good horse.
Gotta be a contender.
Couple that with his, he just lost by a head in a allowance or maiden race down at Del Mar in a very good race.
That's the line to use.
And he's been progressing.
That's the line to use.
Exactly. Best last fraction in the race. You still want to throw him out?
No.
Okay,
you better put him back in now.
Throw out Golden Score.
I'll say, particularly when you're looking, reason the thing through. I mean, Howard gives you a rule of thumb, but don't
say, well, Howard said it, and therefore it must be right for all time and all places.
What are we dealing with? We're dealing with fairly young horses here, most of whom are going onto the grass for the first time.
The methodology also says if they finished in the money, their last race, they're
absolutely.
The horse had an 83.
Why would you penalize the horse because he won his race and didn't have as good a number? He did what he was supposed to do. He won.
Basically, what you're doing is you're not giving the second race back. Now, if that was the top race, I might agree with you. But what happened is the horse ran a bad race. The horse has run every time except one. His low speed rating is an 80. And one, two, three out of seven are in the 90s. One time you ran a 71. Now, just look at the numbers. Listen to this. 83,
71,
92, 90, 80, 84, 93. Which one's average? Without looking at the racing form. Put your racing form down, right now. Which one of those numbers was average?
71.
Okay. So if you start averaging them, chiseling them in the stone, you're gonna wind up throwing out good horses. Okay, let's get the race up on the board. Did you put that set back in? Which line did you?
No, it's September.
Top line.
Yeah, here's the top line. I don't think it's going to make that much difference to myself. They run. Agent will overcome anything. That's a good
There's
line.
No reason to go by that top line. No reason on earth. If you've won the race, it's at it's straight maiden moving in the non-winners one. What do you expect the horse to do? If today's track, today's distance, today's everything except surface, you have no turf for the horse. So
yeah, yes, you do.
Turf.
Oh, yeah.
That's a pretty similar race, by the way.
Okay, you can go back if you want.
Thank
but
you.
I think the top race is most likely.
No. Yeah, much better race. It's about six lengths different.
Okay. Go for it.
He's also bred to run on the turf, by the way.
Yes,
he's
north of the
I'd use the third race back myself. I'd use the third race back on that.
On Evanescence?
Yeah, Evanescence, on the third race back.
Well, this is a turf race, and they want to get him a turf race.
Yeah, so they're using the fourth, too.
The fourth race. He's only got one turf.
I'm going to give you the base line numbers and the contenders now.
Listen up!
The first number I'll give you is the early. The second number I will give you is the final fraction.
I'm not going to give you a total right now because I want you to just look at those two numbers. See if we can determine anything about the race. First contender is Golden Score, who has a 95-88. I believe they wanted Song of Romance. Mm-hmm. He has an 80-91. Heaven Sent off his Del Mar line has an 83-101. Snooze Time off his sprint line with no sprint adjustment, sprint to route adjustment, has a 94-80. The sprint to route adjustment would make that about an 88-80, I believe. Explosive West, 86-95, off his top line, Hollywood Park Turf. Barrymore is an 87-94 off his only line in this country. Did I cover all your?
We had turbo in.
Oh, you want turbo? Okay, 89-86. Now these numbers, if you add those together, will equate to the approximate
phase one
difference. Yeah. It's the thing that he's been working on. It's a second.
Okay, why don't we go ahead and
do
the race?
Then the point action gives us kind of the speed rating for each one.
We've got two phase lines for
total energy from a 157 to a 170. Now, are you sure this song is a contender in the race?
We've not corrected the smooth.
You know, you've got to. Oh, these are sprints.
Right.
So, well, you have a high of a 163.
165.
A 165, is that a sprint?
No.
All right, now, you've got to make a decision on is this slow hard. You may have to adjust anyway, but you know, make sure you don't want to build this horse up.
I don't want to build them up, thank you very much. Because all it does is it's going to turn the whole field upside down. Your target horse is a horse that's already run at today's distance or approximate distance at today's racetrack. And that horse is
Explosive West. Okay. Mr. Tate probably got into that song by taking the speed ratings of the last two races. The last race was a 73, which was a route on the turf, and then the one below that was an 86, a sprint. And by averaging the two of those, that came up into the range of contender using that idea of averaging the. And that throws things off because.
Again, you have to think your way through this process. He's a slow horse. He's going to be way behind at the second call, and he's going to drop further behind when they turn for home.
Yep.
You know, we got a horse that ran against the 1-10-1, and we're putting in a horse that ran against the 1-13-4,
and four lengths back.
Now, the 113.4, in all fairness, Bay Meadows is 8 lengths slower.
Right.
So at the second call, it makes Bay Meadows roughly 6 lengths difference between Bay Meadows and Hollywood Park. So he's running against about a 1-12-3. But we've got guys that are running against 1-10-1, and we've got horses in here that can run a 1-10-1 to the second call. Now, where is this horse going to be?
Left field.
He's going to be coming around the clubhouse turn when they're turning for home.
How many want to scratch some?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Right. Get him out of there. You know,
it's scratch new. He also has the lowest phase one.
You want to look at these sprinters?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's awesome.
Song is gone. We're still going to have two adjusts. That's all right.
Now,
I'm not familiar with the sprint route.
You got to make some kind of a decision on snow.
We got two races there, and it's both sprint.
It's going to show us. Let's go decide which one to, use the multiplier. We'll decide which one to use.
Good idea. Let's go ahead and just pump the multiplier.
We know we're not going to look at this right now, so let's pump it through those two lines through the multiplier. Go ahead and Okay, now we have 45, 1, a 110, 1 or 2, whatever.
110,
1. A 143 and 1. On the one, I would just put in like they are.
You see where the
somebody write those down.
You see where the horse is deficient? Between the second fall and the finish. Explosive West, if you add 6.2 seconds to that final time, it's about a 1:41.4. It makes him about 7 lengths deficient at the end of the race.
Now let's look at the next one. A 1:42.4.